It's primary day in Ohio. The need to knows to cast your vote.
Cincinnati plans a parking blitz to address safety and litter.
And a benefit to educate about cerebral palsy, the family sharing their story.
Five on five, in five. It is primary day. It is Tuesday. It is March 19th. And you get about 50 minutes of spring if you stay up late, because it is the first day. I have trouble calling it the first day of spring because you're not even getting an hour of it.
54 minutes.
54 minutes of spring.
You said 50.
50-ish.
This is, we don't usually bicker, but we are seeing, and we are on different pages when it comes to this first day of spring.
I mean, I could tell the first thing that Kelly Lee said to me this morning was, I said, oh my God, I love your dress. She goes, well, it's the first day of spring. So
I'm really driving this point home.
You really are just selling it to everyone.
Because I want it. I want it so bad. Unfortunately, the weather doesn't actually care at all.
Check in Monday and you might get it.
Yes, we got a week. So today, cold. If you're heading to the polls, grab the jacket. We have winds that make it very chilly through the evening commute. I think that's the part that's really throwing me, is like, I'm fine with cold in the morning. I'm not fine, but I can deal with it when I know the warm up is coming. And that's just not really happening this week. So it'll feel like the 30s. No snow today, which I'm not going to lie. I think talking to myself on the walk to the car yesterday, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Breezy tomorrow too. We get rain again on Friday. 50s overnight, not nearly as cold, but that wind, again, keeping that in mind. Tomorrow, 51. Thursday, high of 43. And then again, we're going to climb out of this eventually. It's just, we're just not quite there yet. But happy first day of spring.
Happy first 54 minutes you'll get of spring when you're all sleeping, hopefully sleeping. All right. Megan Kelly Steven here with you. Let's get jumped into the headlines. First up, it is primary day here in Ohio. The big thing on the ticket for everybody across the state, Marino, Dolan, LaRose going head-to-head-to-head for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat. The winner of that will take on Sherrod Brown coming up in November. Also, Brad Winstrup not running again over in the 8th District. 12 people. That is a crowded field. Try to sort that situation out. Of course, there's lots of levies and bonds for towns and villages and schools on some ballots. So go to your BOE, check out your sample ballot so you know what you are walking into, so you're no, there's no surprises. Also, make sure you have that valid photo ID. Again, polls close at 7:30. So if you are in line by that time, just stay in line. You will be allowed to vote. If you have an absentee ballot that you forgot to send off, you can just go straight to the Board of Elections and get that turned in. Now, if you do get turned away at the polls for whatever reason, maybe you forgot an ID or there's a question about your residency, vote provisional and then get that squared away after the fact. We do have candidate profiles on WLWT.com. And as the results start to roll in tonight after the polls close, we have you covered here on WLWT News 5. And we have crews all over the state, especially covering that Republican Senate primary, so they will be on top of things tonight. All right, next up, we're going to southeastern Indiana. A sad update to a story from yesterday.
Yeah, high school senior from southeastern Indiana who went missing at Versailles State Park Friday. Well, his body was pulled from the lake over the weekend, and the coroner did rule the preliminary cause of death as a cold water drowning. Carson often visited the park to take pictures of nature and wildlife. This is Carson Hughes, that young man who disappeared earlier in the weekend and was found in this lake. Well, his friends believe that he was taking pictures of the wildlife and of the nature while he disappeared. So those close to Carson say he was a patient young man. He loved sharing the beauty of southeastern Indiana through photography. Homes and businesses there have tied red and blue ribbons around town to show support for Carson's family. Funeral services have been set for Monday at Jack Sendell High School, and details can be found on WLWT.com.
Yeah, very small community out there. A lot of people feeling the impacts of this one. All right, next up, we're going across the river into Covington, where the school board there is facing a lot of lawsuits.
Right. So this all goes back to January when Amani Smith, a 14-year-old, was killed, shot and killed after he got off the bus. Now, the family of Smith is suing the Covington School Board. Four teenagers have been arrested and charged in his murder, but the lawsuit claims threats were made to Amani's older brother and accuses school leaders of ignoring multiple threat reports. This also comes just days after a former high school teacher there filed a lawsuit against the school board. Now, the lawsuit claims school leaders did little about her reports of threats by a student that led to Smith's death. she seems very open about this, sharing that information, because thinking that it did lead to, in fact, something there. So the Smith's attorney was not available for comment, and Covington Independent Schools has also not commented, but there will be some interesting things to come out of that.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. Next up, coming back into Cincinnati, if you park downtown, this is a big warning for you, because things could be happening, especially heading into the spring and summer.
That's right. So city leaders are looking to address some of the safety issues along Clifton and downtown roadways. So city leaders tell us, street cleaning crews are unable to access just piles of litter along the roadways, and that does lead to backups in the sewage system. Other issues include fire crews not being able to respond to emergencies quickly enough or access fire hydrants. But we're told that there's no need to worry about pricier tickets or surprise tows. This blitz focuses on developing better parking habits. We're still awaiting to hear when this could take effect, but Councilmember Mark Jeffries tells us he is optimistic it'll begin in a couple months. The plan is expected to be presented today during a committee hearing this morning at 9:30.
Yeah, quick salt. Don't park where you're not supposed to. And we're moving on from there. Anyway. All right, our final story of this morning, a one that's educational and you can give back at the same time. Kelly, a story that you've been on top of.
Yeah, I met this family in Mason last week to talk about Cheering for Charlie. This is a fundraiser started by the family for Charlie Wirtz. He's 3 years old, cute as can be, just like every kid. Wants to be involved in everything, wants to know everything, wants to touch everything, you know, as they do. And tonight at Sonder Brewing in Mason, they're going to be hosting a March Madness event to rally support for families who are living with cerebral palsy like Charlie is. And unlike maybe the autism community, this disorder does not have quite the same level of support citywide, statewide, and the resources can be really hard to find. So that's what this family is hoping to do with Cheering for Charlie, is kind of unite the families. Hey, we're in this together. You're going through this. We're going through this. And like autism, it's a spectrum disorder. So everyone has different effects of it. Everyone has different symptoms. So his family pushed for early intervention. Talk about a parent's intuition. They knew something was up. They weren't sure what it was. And at 6 months old, he got that diagnosis. And they felt that the early intervention and the early support really helped him thrive as he has so far. So they want to raise awareness as well as kind of get into the community, let people know that, yes, he has cerebral palsy, but he still wants you to talk to him. He still wants you to hang out with him. He wants to be invited and included on things, even though he specifically may not be able to verbalize that. So they'll have a bracket challenge, 50-50 raffle, live music, and ways to learn more about cerebral palsy, how you can support families, and a portion of one specific beer sales. The entire month is 10%, but from 4 to 7 tonight is 20%. So come thirsty and with a safe ride home.
That could be said just about every day of the
right?
week.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, come thirsty and have a safe ride home. All right, that's the 5 on 5 in 5 podcast. That's Megan, Kelly, and I'm Steven. We'll see you on your Wednesday.